The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon, the Friday before Mother's Day. And I once again want to open the phone lines to you to talk about anything you want. It's Friday. So we usually have open phone Friday, and we certainly will today. But I also want to give you an opportunity to call and give a tribute to your mother, your wife, the mother of your children. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And Alan Westerville was actually holding on the line before the top of the hour break, and he has been very, very patient. Al, thank you. I appreciate it. And you're on the air. Welcome.
No problem, Bob. Traffic update for anyone who's driving on the north end of Columbus. There's a traffic accident tie-up westbound I-270 between Cleveland Avenue and 71. So plan accordingly, boys and girls.
Yeah, I travel that a lot, but not this afternoon. Yeah. I'll be going eastbound, not westbound.
Well, I was going eastbound from Worthington. I saw that, and it looks like it's going to be a mess.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you for the heads up, Al.
Okay. I want to talk about a couple of things. One, my mom. For all of you who sweated through taking the SAT, my mom worked for the company that made the SAT. And
was that Torture Inc.?
Educational Testing Services.
Okay.
So, yeah, but Torture Inc., and many people had to go and take those, but my mom did that, and she's still around. She's 85 or 86. I'm trying to remember.
You're very fortunate, Al. Very fortunate.
And so is my wife's mother, who just turned 90. Unfortunately, she thinks Elvis is coming to town, and a lot of people we know deal with family members like that. And I say that to keep from screaming every time I think about my wife's mother, because she was a hard-scrabbled Kentucky woman from down in the hollers in eastern Kentucky. And, you know, gave her my wife, mother of my two boys, and Life is good. Life is good. It's not perfect. If we're looking for perfection, it's not going to come till Christ comes back one of these days and keeps getting closer and closer.
Well, and heaven, you know, gets sweeter and sweeter. Joy and I are reading through Randy Alcorn's book on heaven. It's incredible. It's the most thought-provoking thing I have ever read on the topic of heaven. I have preached on heaven for 50 years, but Randy Alcorn is making me do some thinking about heaven that I have not done before. It's an exceptional book, very thought-provoking.
I'm going to have to look for that. You don't very rarely promote books like this.
Very rarely. And I don't know that I agree with everything, but my goodness, no book has ever caused me to think deeper and longer about heaven than Randy Alcorn's book on heaven. You're not going to read it in a casual afternoon. It's a long, it's a big mammoth book, but it's really good. All right, and you wanted to talk about baby formula?
Baby formula.
Al from Westerville is going to give us thoughts on baby formula?
Well, one of the things about baby formula is here in Columbus, Ohio, we have one of the largest facilities that manufacture baby formula, Abbott Laboratories, here in Columbus, Ohio.
Right.
I know a few people that work there, and they've had problems, supply chain problems, and that's affecting multiple industries.
And haven't they had one of the largest recalls, Abbott?
Them and the other manufacturer whose name I forget. It's because I saw this. They brought it up on reading on the Internet Report, Wall Street. I think it's WallStreetJournal.com. I was reading. It has to do with the supply chain from the manufacturer for some of the ingredients.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's, I feel for the young mothers and fathers who are worried about, well, what are you going to feed my baby? And not all babies can handle breast milk.
Right, right, right. I can't imagine being faced with that, but many, many mothers are. And I would hope that the powers that be, whoever those powers are that has authority over this industry, would do whatever they need to do to get this taken care of, because it really is a crisis. It really is a crisis.
Well, a friend of mine who works for one of the companies, they're taking it stone cold serious, and they consider it an affront. Because it goes and affects, you go and you buy canned whatever, baby formula, milk, corn, whatever it is in the store, and you expect it to be safe.
Sure.
But if you start walking in and thinking, okay, what's wrong with this?
Yeah.
I mean, when they originally started canning food back 150 years ago, they used lead to go and seal it in the sealing process.
Right.
And that did all kinds of things.
Yeah. All right, Al, thanks for your call. I appreciate it, your tribute to the women in your life. I do appreciate that. Hope you have a great weekend.
I will, Bob.
All
Take
right.
care. Best to your wife.
Thank you. You as well. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Just real quickly before we go into this next break, another church, in fact, another group of churches have disaffiliated with Hillsong. Most of you are familiar with Hillsong, and you're probably familiar with scandal after scandal after scandal. Not just one, not just two, not just three. There are multiple scandals around Hillsong's leadership, the individual churches across the country, and it's sad because it is a blemish on the cause of Christ again. The multi-campus Grace City Church in Lakeland, Florida, says that it has broken their hearts, but they feel that they must disaffiliate with the Hillsong Church movement because of the scandals and because of the harm that it has done to the cause of Christ. Let me just say it again. Be careful of rock star preachers and rock star churches. Be careful. Doctrine matters. Character matters. Integrity matters. Convictions matter. It is not who entertains the best. It is not the one that has the loudest or the most professional music. It's the church that is faithful to Jesus Christ and to his word. Now, you can have all the latest technology and wear skinny jeans and be completely committed to Christ and his word. You can. But I am saying be cautious of the entertainment. Be cautious of the pastors that are almost worshipped like a rock star. We are seeing them fall. And it's not just Hillsong that's struggling. Never been a time that there was a greater need for spiritual discernment. Also, there's never been a time when there has been a greater need for a real spirit-given revival of repentance in America. All right, we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I mentioned this several times today that this is Mother's Day weekend. Sunday is Mother's Day. I hope you will spend at least part of the day honoring your mother, a mother, in whatever way you can, but let me tell you how a whole bunch of people are going to spend Mother's Day. Disrupting church services this Sunday on Mother's Day. No, I'm not making this up. Because of the leaked document from the Supreme Court that indicates the Supreme Court is going to overturn Roe versus Wade, listen to this very, very carefully, solely on constitutional grounds. Solely on constitutional grounds. That's what the Supreme Court is all about, not making new laws or destroying old laws. The Supreme Court has one job and one job only. Is this law in accordance with the Constitution of the United States? If it is, we uphold it. If it is not, we overturn it. Well, the liberal left, the pro-death culture, and I know that sounds extreme, but it isn't. Those who support abortion, this abortion argument has changed dramatically in the last 20 years. The abortion argument has been around forever. But if you would go back 30, 40 years, the left, yes, the left was around back then. The left said, well, you're just aborting cells. They're human cells, but it's not life. It's just fetal cells. It's a clump of cells. That's all it is. Now, someone with biblical convictions knew that that was an unborn human being. We knew that the Bible says, I knew you in the womb before you were born. A Bible believer knew all of the verses in Scripture, Old Testament and New Testament, that indicate that that really is a human being in the womb. But those who didn't know that accepted the argument of settled science at that time and said, oh, well, yeah, it's just a clump of cells. That's all it is. And then medical science began to make progress. We got ultrasound. It was very sketchy. It was very hard to make it out, but you could see the shape of an actual human being. Well, that set the left off. Well, it's still just cells. That's all it is. They're not life. That's not a human being. And then ultrasound progressed. There was ultrasound 2 and 3, and I don't know what number we're at now. But today, you can do an ultrasound of the baby in the womb. You can see the eyes. You can see the baby sucking its thumb. You can see the baby smiling, grimacing. You can see the little fingers and toes. You can see in enormous detail that is a human being. Happens to live in the womb of the mother and will one day move outside, but it's the same human being, regardless of the location. We now know that. And so it's getting harder and harder and harder to be pro-death. And yet, the liberal left continues to scream, my body, my choice. Well, what about the body of the baby? But anyway, the whacked out loony left are organizing, and they are organizing. This is not organic. This is organized. They are pleading with protesters to disrupt church services of churches that are pro-life. The Catholic Church is being singled out because Catholic doctrine is very pro-life, in spite of the fact that we got a president, Speaker of the House, who are Catholics, who are an abomination to their own religion. Catholic churches are being singled out, but also other churches that are known to be pro-life. So guess how these radicals plan on spending this Mother's Day? Doing everything they can to disrupt worshipers, churches who stand for life. I hope and pray this does not come to your church this Sunday, but churches should be prepared. This is an organized effort by the radical left to disrupt as many churches all across America because they believe that babies that are not wanted should be exterminated, killed, executed. This is how radical the left has become. And that's why, right now as we speak, there is a gigantic fence all the way around the Supreme Court. That is why every home of the Supreme Court justices are surrounded by police today. Yeah, don't tell me the right are the radicals. Don't tell me the Republicans are the radicals. Don't tell me that the pro-life people are the radicals. No, 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 no. Most of the radicals are not on the right, but on the left.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.